All right, how's the calf feel?
It's feeling better. I let Mike, Mike had some comments about it. That kind of sums everything up.
When are you hoping to practice? Do you think you will get out there before the game?
Well, I mean, it's just kind of depends on how it feels. I met with the doc. I've seen him every day. You know, nothing really changed on the schedule. This was kind of the plan from the start. It's progressing, but, you know, we'll see how it feels tomorrow.
What treatments are you doing with your calf?
Well, I'm doing everything that we, we do in a training room, and they do a great job in there of making me feel better. Supplemented that with some acupuncture every now and then, and see how it feels.
Do you think on Sunday you'll be able to do everything you normally do?
We'll see. You know, it's Wednesday, so hopefully it keeps progressing.
Aaron, have you had to experiment at all with any different wraps or sleeves or things? Has that process begun, or is that even not a factor?
Possibly, yes.
How concerned are you about the cold in your calf? How much?
Not concerned. No, not concerned about the cold. I think it might actually help a little bit.
Aaron, there's been some conjecture about your celebration after touchdowns, the one where you kind of lift your arm.
Uh-huh.
You do the whole deal. Well, what's the story behind that?
There's not much. It's an enjoyment of playing the FIFA soccer game, actually, on the Xbox. And there's there used to be, I don't know if it's still there or not, but there's an occasional celebration that resembles that.
And it's not Super Mario?
No, it's not.
Who's your club?
On the game, I usually use Australia, actually, the Socceroos.
Ooh. Aaron, since you won the Super Bowl, do you notice that people treat you any differently and sort of look at you any differently now that you have the Super Bowl title?
Yes.
How so?
It's a little bit of a vague question. What people are we talking about?
Fans, outsiders, media, whomever, however they write it, however we write about you or talk about you.
I mean, there's different expectations and different treatment, but it's comes with it.
What about this matchup on Sunday? What concerns you most about Dallas and this defense that's improved over the season?
Well, very well coached defense. You know, they play really well together. A lot of great players who some of them are don't have the biggest name recognition, but they will because they're talented guys. They play really well together. They're very well coached, and it's going to be a tough test.
You said on your radio show, Aaron, we've not played like this at home in any of my years here. What do you think is some of the factors that have gone into the play at home this season?
I think it's a better mindset, for one. The stadium renovations definitely help. I mean, the noise, the extra noise generation that we have has been great. I think the surface has been advantageous for us. And then the elements definitely help. So you put all those together, and the fast start we've been having as well. Really been doing well in our first possessions of games and scoring a lot of points in the first half. So all those things kind of combined has given us some success this year that we haven't quite had. We've had seasons where we've been undefeated at home, but we haven't had this quite of this much of an advantage with the crowd and the elements and the footing that we've had this season.
Why the surface?
You have to ask Shep and his team.
How different do you feel going into this playoff run as opposed to just the previous years, even since the Super Bowl?
Well, it's been good with the bye week. It's helped. Myself with the calf has definitely helped. But, it's a different team. Every year is different. This group seems to be a little hungrier. We're a few years now removed from the Super Bowl, and there's a lot of guys who weren't a part of that run who are big contributors for us. So it's fun to see those guys and their hunger to get there. I mean, we have the same drive. I think as a veteran who's been there, it might be even greater than the young guys who don't really realize how special, these times can be. We're one of four reigning teams in the NFC, and we got a great opportunity in front of us.
Aaron, how is the cold weather an advantage against teams that play in domes or are used to warm weather?
Well, I think the temperature can mess with them, especially early in the game. There's not a lot of guys who are homegrown, Wisconsin-born guys here. But we're, a little more accustomed to practicing the elements and living day-to-day in them. And so you just have a little bit probably better tolerance to it. And you pair that with the footing that we have on offense, usually leads to a decent advantage for us when we're protecting the passer. And then on defense, when you get that crowd noise, that we've boosted that with the extra seats and some of the game day operations, I think gives us a better advantage on defense as well.
Aaron, you and the core have kind of grown along here in the last couple of years. You bring in a guy like Peppers.
does more experience help this time of year than you maybe have had when you were the youngest team in the league?
I think it works both ways. I think experience can help because you know what it takes to get the job done, but the inexperience also helps guys who don't know how good they are yet or how special this run can be. Just worrying about the task in front of them, there's a lot to be said for that, and we got a lot of young guys who are playing big roles for us. Obviously, HaHa and Corey and Richard, Devontae, those guys are playing some big roles for us, but some other guys are playing some important roles on special teams, first, second, third year guys that we need to play well, and there's an expectation around here. It's Super Bowl or bust from our fans, and we don't want to let them down.
Aaron, the doors were open at practice today. Does it make that big of a difference to prepare yourself, or is it unnecessary a little bit?
I don't think it's unnecessary. It definitely gets you used to handling a cold football. I wasn't down there, so I don't know how cold it was, but you know, we usually this time of year think the colder the better.
Aaron, when Wilde goaded you into saying the relaxed thing back in September, did you have any sense in that moment that that would sort of become this unofficial motto for the season?
No, I didn't.
The people would be making T-shirts out of it and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, I can tell you I've seen zero of that money. And I didn't think it'd take off like this. But, you know, it's kind of part of my personality. I'd like to think that being relaxed and laid back is a positive trait as far as my leadership and my kind of my demeanor. And we got a lot of guys who kind of fit that role.
Aaron, what are your thoughts on Tony Romo and whether or not he gets sort of the bum rap?
Yeah, Tony's had a great season. He's played really well. He's battled through an injury, significant one, with a surgery in his back. And he's a really talented guy. I enjoy watching the film of him playing. He does some great things in the pocket, does some great things out of the pocket as well. And he's had a phenomenal season.
You mentioned playing the cold, and Romo is from Wisconsin. So do you think perhaps this wouldn't affect him as much as some of the other guys on his team?
Well, you probably have to ask him that. But, you know, we always think that the cold definitely is a slight advantage for us.
You said earlier, it's only Wednesday, you have 4 days to kick off, but is any part of you concerned that you won't be able to go Sunday, or is it just a matter of how you'll be able to go Sunday?
No, I'm going Sunday. It's just a matter of how.
Aaron, I can't remember who exactly said it, but someone said recently, I think that impresses them the most about what you do, is that you throw these no-look passes. Now, we all know what a no-look pass looks like in basketball. How would you break down what a no-look pass looks like for a quarterback?
Look at the number three receiver and throw it to number two. Did that a few times against Tampa, and the reaction from the defenders is always fun. Usually it's more of a zone technique, unless you have a man coverage with some guys, linebackers free inside. But it's just a matter of manipulating the defenders with your eye control.
Aaron, on Sunday, it's kind of a matchup of dueling good luck charms. You've got your guy with the red beard, and Dallas is creating the governor of New Jersey. What do you think gives you the edge?
Well, I mean, you said I wouldn't say that's my good luck charm. I pulled his beard a couple of times, and it led to seven or eight interviews for him. But yeah, you know, that's the good luck charms are on the field. You know, it's the guys and the work they put in, and we're excited about the opportunity.
What do you think of the playoff history between the two teams? And only other time is the Ice Bowl that you guys have played here in the playoffs.
Well, that one ended well, and I've been with Bart on a couple occasions when he's described that game and the final seconds of that game, and it's fun to be around Bart when he's talking about that. The memories there must have been a rough day for everybody involved. The fans sitting there without maybe the hand warmers and stuff that our fans get to have access to. The players, I don't know how many heaters were going on the sidelines, but. A little different, I think, in those conditions. We'd be a little more ready for it. But any time you're playing the cold, you know, it's important to just try and keep the important parts of your body warm.
That quarterback sneak you had against Detroit, were you channeling some of those conversations you had with Bart and his decision to kind of take it in his own hands?
Not really. I wouldn't compare that to any sneak that Bart's ever done. That was just the opportunity, the proximity to the goal line, the fact that Sue was out of the game, and the element of surprise.
Aaron, in the Dallas-Detroit game, there was a lot of attention given to some of the officiating in that game. As players, do you just go in expecting sometimes those calls are going to go your way, and sometimes they just don't?
Well, that's the part of the game. That's the beauty of the game. You know, the referees and the human error part of the game has always been a part of it. And being a traditionalist and a guy who's watched football for a long time, you know, I think they've done a great job of instituting the replay to correct some of that stuff. But But the human error has always been a part of our game, and those guys are out there doing the best job they can. And I think I've developed a pretty good relationship over the years, minus maybe the film error game with the referees. Just appreciating them for the job that they do. And it's a tough job. But, you know, more times than not, you know, 99 out of 100 times, they're making the right calls every game and being very consistent, leveling the playing field. And you know, you can't make any excuses about the referees. The players need to get the job done on the field and make a difference.
Two more, Frank.
Or no more.
How much do you plan on keeping an eye on Saturday's game terrain?
Yeah, we'll probably check it out. You know, if it doesn't go too late, we'll probably check it out.
Aaron, the longer you go in your career, do you cherish these opportunities more than maybe you did when you were younger?
I like to cherish them every year. You know, I think that I'm kind of at the halfway point, but, you know, teams like this, you can't expect it to be like this every year. You know, we had a bye, we had a great season, 12-4. We got a great group of guys that has a chance to do something really special. So you got to enjoy these moments and just try and make the most of them. Be as efficient as you can. Do your job. Guys are counting on you to make the plays you're accustomed to making, and you just got to go out there and play and try and make a difference for your team.
You understand the significance of the guys. You talked to Bart. It's important for the younger guys on this team to understand what it means to have Packers, Cowboys in the cold at Lambeau.
Well, I think it's important because I'm a history major, and I love the history of this league. And remember, this game's been around long before we started, and it's going to continue on after we're done. But I don't know that you'd get a lot of ideas about the final score of that game or who made the key block. But this is a rivalry that has been around for a long time, and we know it means a lot to the fans, and we hope to give them a good show.